Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the presidential election next year? Hello? Would you say that you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50?
What election next? Oh, in the presidential?
Yes, ma'am. Next year, the 2024 election.
Yeah, I will vote, yeah.
Definitely, probably, 50-50?
Definitely.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have every age group, may I have your age, please?
75.
Thank you. And also to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Let's say 8.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not as strong a Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very or just dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, climate change and environmental issues, health care costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence, improving K-12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. I just need two of them. Which two do you feel that are most important to you?
Yeah, you listed a bunch of them. I didn't even understand some of them.
Okay, which one did you understand that you feel that they're important to you? I'm going to read them again.
You know, I can't. Okay.
Okay, immigration and border security. Gun
regulation. That would be one.
Okay.
That would be one.
Okay. Gun regulation and reform. Criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Climate change and environmental issues. Health care costs. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. Protecting abortion.
Shrinking the size of government would be another one.
Okay. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Do you approve?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say getting worse.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse, the race relation?
I say they're getting better.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And how often will you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, or not at all?
I don't.
Which one? Not at all?
It's hard to say. My family does. I don't.
It's you. You know, we're interested in you.
Yeah, I would say I don't. So whatever that is, I guess.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. And how often will you say that you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Will you say that very often, not often, or not at all?
I would say not at all.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned?
I would say very concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know and move on to the next one. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How do you feel about them?
I am not familiar with them.
Okay. Okay, no problem. 102. I have a number for that here. Thank you. And how about the Republican Party? How do you feel about them?
I forget what
From 0 to 100, where 100 means, you know, that you like.
Favorable, is that it?
Yes.
Yeah,
you feel
favorable,
very warm,
yeah,
and favorable towards them, or any number in between 0 and 100.
I would say 75.
Thank you. How about Black Lives Matter? How you feel about them?
As an organization, I don't feel that favorable, but as what it stands for, I feel favorable.
I just need, okay. So from 0 to 100, would you say 50? 50 means that you cannot.
So what are you talking about? Favorable toward what it stands for, or favorable toward the organization, I think is what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know if it's an organization. I think, I don't know what it is, but, it's Black Lives Matter, you know, or BLM, you know, do you feel?
Yeah, I know. If you're talking about whether I agree with Black Lives Matter, then
no,
I'm very favorable. If you're talking about the organization itself, I'm not that favorable for it.
Okay, told you, can I put a 50? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that works, yeah.
Thank you. How about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
That would be a 52.
Thank you. What about Tim Scott?
Let's go 50 there.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump?
He would be 75.
Thank you. And Cornel West?
Don't know him.
Okay. I got one for that one. 102. 102. Thank you. And Joe Biden?
I would say 40.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see, where are we now? Okay, now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
I'd vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today?
Myth, actually.
Okay, I'm going to read you the
I mean, I know there's a small fraction, but I believe that's all it is a small fraction of people.
Okay, so.
Same with the Black Lives Matter. It's a small fraction of people that are the problem.
Got you. So you said that you're not so worried, not worried at all, somewhat worried, or very worried?
Oh, 50. Give that one a 50.
Okay, it's not so worried then. That would be like a 50.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America for each. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. This is the first one. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I didn't hear it well enough.
Artificial intelligence, AI.
Oh, yes. I think that that is a threat, yes.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree?
Abortion what?
Rights. It should be a legally protected right in this country, yes. I mean abortion access should be a legally protected right in this. Do you disagree somewhat or strongly disagree?
I say strongly.
Okay, thank you. Here we go. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. And what about America's diversity makes us stronger?
What was that again?
America's diversity.
Makes it stronger?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I would say strongly. Strongly.
Thank you. Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Let's do a 50 on that one if we can.
Somewhat disagree or somewhat agree? Those will be in between.
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That's the statement A. Now, statement B says, other people say American strength is in its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which one do you agree with more, A or B?
A.
And that would be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Let's see, where are we now? Oh, okay. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, and 5 means that you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means that you do not think it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Police that treat everyone the same. from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Immigration to this country from 0 to 10.
What about immigration to this country?
That's all it says, immigration to this country. I guess people coming into a country. Immigration to this country.
Okay, I'm missing something here. What about immigration to this country?
Okay, let me repeat it. I'm gonna read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy. Please read
one.
Okay. Just reach, using a scroll from 0 to 10, where 10 minutes that you think it is extremely important, and 5 minutes that you think is somewhat important, and a 0 minutes that you don't think
okay,
it's important.
Okay, so what you're saying is, do I think immigration to this country is important?
Or not important at all. Yes, exactly.
Well, I guess it's important. I mean, it's always been there. It needs to continue, so it's important.
From 0 to 10, what number would you give me? With 10 being the most extremely important.
Well, okay, let's do 8.
Okay, thank you. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. Do you think that's important or not important at all?
Well, that depends. I think only citizens should have equal access to voting, not illegal citizens.
I think that they don't mean, when they say everyone, they're talking about American citizens, obviously.
Yes, then I believe, yes, equal access.
Okay, so 0 to 10, with 10 extremely important.
10, yeah.
Thank you.
10.
Thank you. Equal economic opportunities for all.
That's a 10.
Thank you. A commitment to Christian ideals.
Okay, that's interesting. Commitment to Christian ideals. I don't think that's necessary.
So you don't think it's important at all, or... 1, 2, 3.
I guess I don't, because I mean, doesn't that kind of exclude all the Jewish people?
I cannot comment because I don't want to hear
okay,
my
I'm
opinion
just,
with you.
Okay, okay. Let's do 50 there.
Thank you. Okay, freedom to protest the police or government, to have a protest. Freedom to do that. How do you feel?
Freedom to protest police or government?
To protest the police or government, yes.
Yes, that's important. Let's do a 10.
Thank you. The right to bear arms.
That's important, 10.
Thank you. Okay, and now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. 0 to 10, the 0 means you do not agree, 5 means somewhat agree, and 10 means you strongly agree. Or
I strongly agree. 10. 10.
Thank you. Thank you. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things that are our parents, than our parents. 0 to 10.
I totally missed the point on this question.
Okay, I'm saying that America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack. The democratic
democratic institutions, is that it?
America's democratic institutions, meaning not the Democrats, the institution, meaning the Constitution, you know, it has come under severe attack in the last few years. Even voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, to me, that whole question is convoluted. I can't really agree or disagree because it just is convoluted to me. It's
not a
like,
problem. So I have a response that I can put that don't know. Would that do it?
Yeah, don't know.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, not a problem. I understand what you're saying. I got you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 and 10.
Let's go 8.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, we are at 92%, only a few more questions. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last graded, what was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Let's see. I would say,
Did you go to college? Did you graduate with a BA or an NA, or do you have a master's or postgraduate?
No. Okay, I just have technical school degrees.
Okay, some college or vocational certificate. Okay, not a problem.
Yeah, I graduated. It's a college now, but when I went, it was called a technical school.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married? I'm married. Living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years? I know the answer, but I have to read this verbatim. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say very conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once, twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Okay, let's go twice a week there.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
That's a good question. How does a small town fit into there? What would a small town be?
Well, is it in the county? That would be suburban. But if it's not in the county, if it's out in the boondocks, that would be rural. So if it's a small town, most likely you live in a suburbia area.
Suburban, then.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Suburban, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Do you identify as, I apologize for this question, but like I said, I have to read the term, and this is the last question that we have. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no? I know the answer.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good night. Take care.
You too.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.